USA News. I'm Jerry Barmesh. The wreckage from the Chinese spy balloon shot down over South Carolina on Saturday will be taken to an FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia for analysis upon recovery. Two people familiar with the matter told CNN that FBI experts and other intelligence agencies will be heading the investigation. Congressman Adam Smith, a ranking member of the Armed Services Committee, told CNN that China needs to be put on watch.
China is behaving like a reckless bully, and what we need to do is work with the rest of the world to rein that in a way that deters them without launching a full-out war with China.
China said there is strong dissatisfaction with the U.S. shooting down the balloon. In a statement to CNN, China repeatedly told the U.S. that the balloon was for civilian use and entered the country's airspace accidentally. President Biden on Saturday said he authorized the balloon to be shot down as early as Wednesday. Some of Southwest Airlines' top brass are going to be in the hot seat this week.
Southwest Airlines Chief Operating Officer Andrew Watterson will sit down before a congressional committee Thursday to testify about the airline's holiday meltdown that caused thousands of flights to be canceled and stranded travelers all over the United States. The president of Southwest Airlines Pilots Association will also testify. The Senate Commerce Committee says the hearing is aimed at strengthening airline operations and consumer protections. I'm John Schaefer.
Fire continues to burn following a massive train derailment in eastern Ohio. There were no injuries reported, but people living within a mile of the tracks have been evacuated or told to shelter in place until further notice, as the train was carrying chemicals. It will be a new look for the primary season, as Democrats on Saturday approved giving South Carolina the first spot, dethroning longtime campaign starter in Iowa. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
This is like a scene right out of a movie.
Perhaps even wilder than the 1985 movie, The Goonies.
I'm setting booty traps.
You mean booby traps.
That's what I said, booby traps.
Is the drama surrounding the house in Astoria, Oregon, which has a new owner. Neighbors are at odds over the tourist attraction. One man went there this week armed with a dead fish in a bag that he was seen on video leaving on the steps of the house. Police in the coastal town say Jericho Labonte of British Columbia then stole a yacht and headed out to sea. He was rescued by the Coast Guard just moments after the boat capsized and was later arrested. It turns out he was also wanted by police in Canada. In Oregon, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Massachusetts police are on the hunt for a stolen statue of Shrek. The Hatfield Police Department launched a search this week for the 200-pound cement statue of the film-famous ogre after its owner reported it missing. LeBron James is on the verge of NBA immortality, the all-time scoring title. The Lakers superstar tallied 27 points in a loss Saturday to New Orleans. James is just 36 points away from eclipsing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar atop the list. A state memorial service will be held in honor of the late Olivia Newton-John later this month in Australia. It will take place in Melbourne on February 26th. Newton-John's family and friends will share tributes. The actor and singer passed away in August. Knock at the Cabin is expected to overtake Avatar, The Way of Water, at the box office this weekend. I'm Jerry Barmesh, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.